The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the planet at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson.
Man, for a Monday show, this is easily as good as a Tuesday show.
That's right. And joining me every single day, the wrong button to play that earlier. And joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a waterbed salesman, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Ooh, I got your motion of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Come and get that bed. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning. And Kenny has the day off.
That's right. But we do not, and nor do you. So I will say good morning to you on this Monday, May 10th, 2021. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Clean Up Your Room Day. Welcome to National Shrimp Day. Welcome to National Small Business Day. Welcome to National Women's Checkup Day. Welcome to National Lupus Day. Well, that's actually World Lupus Day. Welcome to Trust Your Intuition Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson on this Monday, on this Trust Your Intuition Day, how is your coffee?
Oh, my coffee this morning is fresh.
Fresh.
It feels nurturing.
Nurturing.
And life-giving today.
Oh, wow.
That's very nice.
That's a very important cup
Don't
you have
spill
there.
It.
No. Yeah. Nope.
Dawn McLean, your tea.
My tea is decisive, determined, diligent, diplomatic, and dynamic, but it is not discreet.
Perfect.
I'll leave that off the
list. Hot. Mine has total mobility. Mine can sit on a toilet without screaming in pain.
Oh, good.
Nice. Back to it today, huh?
That's right.
Deep squats?
That's right. I was just going to say, mine is full of deep squats. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Wow, cheers.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, I'm glad. You're feeling much better. Did you get in the hot tub? Did you ice it? Did you stretch?
I did two of those things. I stretched a lot. more than I ever have in my life, mm-hmm. other than when I was like 34, when I had this Chad guy that helped me stretch, which I should go back to doing that because, my goodness, the trainer guy, if you missed last week's show, I started working out with a new dude who basically looks like a He-Man action figure, and he basically yep. killed me. He basically killed me, and I was sore for about 4 days, but he gave me, and I said this a little bit on Friday, he gave me this list of stretches, Lex, and I had no idea the power of the stretch.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not joking. That instantly helped my lower back. So
that. You could do one thing a day, and if it's stretching, that's superior.
Yeah.
Just to get your body stretched mm-hmm. out and feeling good.
Girl, I am now all about stretching. I'm going to do it maybe during this next commercial break. I'm just going to stretch.
We'll do a little stretch break.
Let's do it, girl. I'll put some music on, some Dionne Warwick, and we'll just stretch during the commercial breaks now.
Oh, my brother did a lot of that this weekend, too. He ran a marathon up in St. Cloud.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was his first marathon. And so he said afterward he had to take a nice hot bath and shower, of course. But he's been stretching like crazy. And I was just laughing because, you know, his marathon is actually running a marathon. He did it in 4 hours, which is pretty good for your
first
marathon.
That is good time. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Especially when his hammy started cramping up. He said he had to walk a little bit. And I'm thinking, yeah, my marathon is a slow walk around Como Lake.
Yeah.
I'd be lucky to do a 5K right now.
Yeah, same.
Oh, I would have been lucky to do a walk around my house on Friday. So congratulations to your brother you did go. Did you guys go for a little outing for Mother's Day?
We did. Yeah. Oh, we had a great weekend. Lots of good food and Zooming and togetherness. But it was so nice because it was just a beautiful day, of course. Yeah. It was just absolutely gorgeous. We went to Como Lake and just took a nice little slow walk around the lake. And one thing that I saw, Jason, thought about you instantly.
What?
Now, I didn't see a gang of them. I just saw one person.
Hammocks?
In a hammock.
That's right.
And this was the most beautiful one I've seen. It was tartan plaid.
Okay, I love that you noticed the pattern of the hammock.
It was beautiful. Like, you just looked at her and thought, wow.
It's a cocoon, like a pod person, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It just looks so cozy and just like, mm-hmm. And she had her backpack on the ground with her shoes, and I thought, I would never be that risky. I'd find a way to backpack in the hammock travel with less items. But she just looked so peaceful and just in her element. And instantly I wanted one, and I wanted a tartan plaid one. And then I thought, why am I so fascinated in watching her just chill out like this?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's not really the hammocking. I think it's just to be able to have time
to yourself,
something like that, and to be by yourself.
Yeah, now that you're mom,
I can't remember
a
time. Have I ever been alone in my life?
In your life?
I know. Memory just completely washes over the times when I actually could like sit down and read a book without any interruptions.
Have I been alone ever?
Oh, I wasn't alone. I wasn't alone until like 37.
Yeah, Dawn. That's right.
Yeah. And then I had a boyfriend anyway. So that
then you really weren't alone. Yeah. See, and I'm the exact opposite. I was alone a lot, Dawn, until about 35, 36, 37. Uh-huh. And then, so I was kind of the opposite.
Oh,
so.
I see.
I know, I'm being very serious.
Very eye-opening.
I didn't move. Remember, Lex, I didn't move. Lex was with, I went through the transition on the radio show. I really didn't live with anybody. Mm-mm. Until my ex, Ryan, and we moved in together, and it was, girl, I lived out loud on the radio because I was like, this is hard.
This ain't like it used to be.
Mm-hmm. But, well, that's nice. So, Lex, so are you going to get a hammock? You think you're going to get one?
Well, and then I thought the pressure of, will I use it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure. Pressure. Can you use it in your backyard? Are there a
I guess
couple?
I could. I could just crank that up there. I guess if I'm going to do it at my house, I'm going to get the deluxe version. You know, those
Thank
big
you,
ones.
Thank you, Lex. Don't,
the,
yeah.
with its own little stand on the deck, and oh, I can just. So if I do get one, it will be that. I'm looking right now for a swing just for the deck, just to sit there and swing.
Mm-hmm. I'll by yourself.
That should be just fine for now. By myself.
By yourself, which you've never been.
It's fine.
It's fine, girl. It's fine.
Yeah. It's all good. I can't wait to be back in the studio and leaving and just seeing everybody and having some more adult time, because it was really nice to walk around the lake and see people without masks on, and we could smile at each other and...
Well,
I don't care.
I was going to ask you, and I hope you don't mind that I'm doing this on the air and not just in a personal conversation, but how are you feeling? Because I think you may be representative of some people listening as you get ready to come back into kind of a new normal and back into the workspace. Are you more excited, trepidatious? How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm more excited at this point. I for sure was trepidatious because I'm on the way to be fully vaccinated. So that to me was like a determining factor of like, okay, I feel much better about this.
Yeah.
I miss everyone. I think my son needs some socialization. So that's going to be good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
For a while though. Yeah. I mean, it's like, how is everything going to be? Is there space for me back at the station? You know, B. Arthur has to rejigger all the studios and do all the things. So I am looking forward to just getting back to some sort of normal, whatever that is. And coming into the station, I've been doing it for 16 years now.
Yeah.
So I miss seeing people.
And we're lucky because this is the only way these hours benefit us. We're lucky, and Dawn and I thought about this last year, where I was a little less, you know, because for the first couple months I was coming into Hubbard because the Jason show was put on ice during the early days of the pandemic because it was all news focused. Anyway, my point being, I thought about this, Lex, and I don't know if you have. The only advantage to this time slot is the fact that we get the studio when it's really clean. Like, no one has been in there. You know what I mean? No one has been in there. And Dawn and I talked about that a few times. Nobody's been breathing in there. Bradley hasn't been farting. You know what I mean? or eating his turkey. And it's really clean. And that's why I was like, okay, this is fine. We're coming in fresh is my point, Lex.
Yeah.
So that's a thing that I was thinking about for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. And I think for a long time, being socially distant doesn't mean you have to be completely shut off.
Yeah.
So that kind of has been, I'm just realizing just what a cocoon we're in and
like a hammock.
Like a hammock.
Like a hammock.
It really has been a year of hammocking.
Bring it full
without
circle.
Without a hammock.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it and excited to be back.
Yeah.
So it's great just to, I mean, I do get out. I walk. We go to the grocery store and things like that. But, you know, once things open up and there's just, it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
I think mentally a level of normalcy lifts, you know, can lift your spirit a little bit. So, I had that with Dar. I'll talk about that in the 7 o'clock hour.
Dar's outing.
Talk about that. It's another example of that where it was like, oh, this is mentally lifting is kind of what I think it was for her too. 6:13 when we come back, Cactus Water, Subway, and a helpful reminder. We have it all in Hey Good Looking, What You Got Cooking when we return. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
And Alexis in the morning. It's time for our cooking, dining, and cocktail segment. Hey, good looking, what you got kicking? Cactus water.
Oh,
yeah.
What is this the trend, Lex? Is this a...
Oh, I want to taste it.
Cactus. Well, Don, you can. This might be the summer of 20... This the drink of the summer of 2021.
Okay.
It's called Cali water. It's high in antioxidants. Vanessa Hudgens is the person who's behind it with some BFFs. They've created this Cali water, and it comes in wild prickly pear and wild prickly pear with ginger and lime.
Okay.
So you can use them as mixers or just slam it by itself. It's only 25 calories per can, which is half the amount of coconut water. It's vegan, kosher, non-GMO. Wow. It supports hydration.
Non-flavorful.
Yeah, I wonder what the flavor, but I would try this, especially prickly pear sounds good.
Well, I didn't, is there an abundance of cacti? Like, do we have enough cacti to
support this?
Becomes, thank you, Dawn.
It takes a long time to grow a cacti big.
Thank you, thank you.
We're going to harvest all the cacti for Vanessa Hudgens.
I mean, we've already done with lobsters and all that, yeah. But I'm... if this becomes a thing, I'm fair concerned. Enough. I'm concerned of the cactus population.
I mean,
something I never
yeah.
thought I would say on the show before, ever.
Me too. I mean,
are you concerned too, Dawn?
I am.
It could be an issue.
If they do a cactus farm, it's going to take 10 years for it to get any
cactusy.
Yeah.
Once you chop that off, it takes a while for that appendage to grow back. So I don't know how much this water is going to be, but I guess it comes in 4-packs, everybody.
Okay.
I shan't be doing this. Maybe I'll try it for the show. Like this, we'll do a taste test. You know, I would do that, but
A 4-pack refresher sampler pack is $12.
For four?
Yeah. Well, that's not bad, actually.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. All right, that's a
little. Are they like White Claw little ones? That's
They're
what I'm
little.
Imagining.
Okay. Let's see.
I love that we're demanding Lex give us the fluid ounces of these. If it
yeah, ask a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. It's all
about
right.
The Cali water.
And it doesn't have alcohol.
No. Okay. You can use it as a mixture, though, if you'd like. Otherwise, just drink it by itself.
All right. Okay.
Refreshing for the summer, apparently.
I'll buy
Vanessa
some
Hudgens,
and try it.
What's she been doing, you know? So,
Jason, she's been killing cacti. Yeah.
Jason, maybe we'll split a 4-pack.
Give me, I'll Venmo you. Nemo six. I'll Nemo you $6.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Nemo.
We'll split it. So my friend Jen calls Venmo. Can I just Nemo you the money? Sure, Jen. Sure. I have a more you know / reminder here in this segment. I was out in a booth this weekend, and I had a restaurant friend, a general manager, bring up a point about, you know, the reopenings. Because I think Friday was the day where it was basically a lot of the restrictions were lifted. And he brought up a point which enlightened me, and I know a thing or two about restaurants. It enlightened me, and I thought, you know, this is a good reminder, and I tweeted it out. And it also reinforced my feeling of... when people get their backs up, you know, when their feathers get all ruffled about decisions that lawmakers make, you sometimes forget about all the nuances, and you forget all about all the layers that go into all these decisions. And so what he said to me was, I said, oh God, I bet you're really excited. You get to stay open tonight later. And he's like, yeah, but here's the problem. The lifting came so quick.
Oh, right. Like tomorrow.
That he's like, it's great. He's like, but there's two things. He goes, we're still working with the limited staff and staffing and scheduling that we had 3 days ago. And he goes, and here's the problem that I didn't even think of. He's like, and we're working on, you know, our food ordering is based on guest levels from the pandemic. So you introduce 2 to 3 more hours into the day, and distributors can't get you, you know, restaurants get orders and get deliveries in a very structured manner. And you just can't call up US Food. Yeah. You just can't call up US Foods and go, girl, I need 400 more chicken fingers. You can't, doesn't work like that.
They just drone it over. Nope. Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work like that. So I tweeted out just a friendly reminder that please continue to have your patience. It's great. Look, believe me, I'm celebrating it, as we all are, of the reopenings. But as you go into places, still carry in your purse a packet of patience, because restaurants are still working on limited staff and limited inventory. So please... please remember that when you go to frequent your restaurants.
So good.
Yeah. I thought, oh, that's a good one.
Think about that.
I didn't either. And he said that, and I'm like, oh, and I tweeted that bad boy out. We have one more story for you. Subway. Lex has it next.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
New glasses to go. Now at participating McDonald's.
You're the one. It's glasses to go at McDonald's. You're the one. From Mayor McKee's to Ronald.
The new McDonald Lamb action series of glasses to go. With Ronald and his friends. Now at McDonald's.
This week, you can get a Big Mac glass at participating McDonald's. Just order a medium-sized soft drink for 49 cents plus tax and ask for the glass. Offer good until June 12th.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Now he is not.
I mean,
he is inferior.
Subpar
to our other McDonald Land glass collection lady, announcer person, voiceover person. But that's a different one from Boston. Yeah, I thought I would do that for Alexis.
They didn't get a regional accent or anything.
No, they did not.
They just said we need generic Midwestern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have one leftover. We have leftover, so we're going to go in the refrigerator and grab it. And this is about Subway, Lex. What is this?
Okay, you know, they have these new fresh melt sandwiches. I guess they're just like a grilled cheese, basically.
Okay.
And customers are like, this sounds so great. Yum, yum, yum. Mm-hmm. Well, the North American Association of Subway Franchisees.
Wow. Didn't know that was a thing. Group, okay.
They no likey. They're saying a franchise warning notice sent to members and the business community saying, we can't really endorse these promotions under the circumstances. For one, you could burn the employees. There's a risk for that.
And
the second thing is they're worried about their toasters, that the grilled cheese are going to ruin their toasters.
Oh, I would say so. I mean, unless it's a toaster oven.
Yeah.
Are they putting them in?
I'm not really sure how that works.
Vertical?
Toaster like it.
I want to see
Subway.
What are they called, Lexaloo?
Fresh melts.
Fresh melt.
Fresh.
They have extra cheesy, gooey, grilled sandwich goodness.
You're pushing it.
I was thinking of another one there that I could add, but no, that's...
Getting real close, Lex. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
These look good.
Well, I think as a consumer, we're like, yes, grilled cheese? Sign me up.
Yeah.
So, I'm telling you this because maybe the franchise... that you go to might say, sorry, we're not offering that because of our employees. But isn't that always a risk? I mean, don't they toast
it is.
Up a lot of other things? They put that little parchment paper down and crunch it down. And
I'm just going to keep it real.
Is that a risk?
I'm going to keep it real right here.
Yeah, what you got?
I don't care about your damn melt. I don't care about your grilled cheese.
Uh-huh.
I don't care about your toaster. I don't care about any of that. I don't care about Sally's fingers being burned. I'm sorry, Sally. I don't care about your fingers.
Your equipment. Uh-huh.
I don't care about Tom's arm getting burned. I don't. That's not my problem. You know what my problem is, Subway?
What's your problem, Jeez?
You better bring back that roast beef. You better bring back that roast beef.
Oh, wait, the roast beef's gone?
Yes, I haven't had it through the pandemic.
I didn't even know you could get roast beef at Subway.
How dare you say that, Dawn? How dare you? Of course you can, Dawn.
Okay.
Yes, roast beef.
That was your jam, Jason.
That was my jam.
Always ordered roast beef when we were running around downtown Minneapolis drunk.
Always. Uh-huh.
Craziness. I want every location to have seafood sensation, but they don't.
Is that still around, too?
They don't. It's a choice by each franchisee whether or not they want fake crab combination. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's like a crab salad.
Dawn, if you jump on my bandwagon, I will jump on yours because I'm down with the fake seafood. What is it? Sensation?
Seafood sensation.
I am down with that.
I'm very disappointed if I go in and they don't have it. Sometimes I just go, okay, thanks.
And walk right out?
Yep.
I didn't know that, though, Dawn, that it's a choice of the franchisee. Yeah,
they don't have to do it if they don't want to.
Oh, I don't think it should be a choice. I think they should.
For the same
no
reasons.
One wants it but me. Yeah. They're just waiting for me and one other guy to come in so that you get that throw old it sensation. Away a lot, probably.
It is good. It's so nasty, but it's so good.
Oh, you've had it.
I've never had it.
Yes, I love it.
Do you like fake crab?
Me? Yeah. Lex, do you?
Yeah, okay. I do.
It's like, it has like celery and crunchy things in it, and it's a mayonnaise-based type of a thing. They just plop those scoops on there, and then I get some lettuce, I get some oil and vinegar, which I
Me
know
too.
Sounds weird.
Ooh, you that do? Sounds good. That makes
I do
sense.
Too.
Oh my gosh, cucumbers and some...
salt and pepper. I like a good amount of salt and pepper.
And then I have to have the... they're not hot peppers, but they're banana peppers.
Banana peppers.
Oh, yes.
So, and I would never, when they ask me if I want it hot, I go, are you kidding me? No.
I don't want it toasted.
I don't want it heated. No.
No.
No one wants
I wouldn't. It. Here's what I wouldn't mind, Dawn. Hear me out on this. Hear me out, Dawn. Here's what I wish they could do, but they can't. Just hear me out. What if they could toast the bread, Lex and Dawn? What if they could toast the bread?
Okay.
Before then, yes, and then scoop that great chili. It's almost like a lobster roll.
Mm-hmm.
So you scoop the cool mixture of the seafood, so you get the crunch and the hotness of the toasty, chewy bread with the cool fake seafood.
Okay, if they cooled, I mean, they would hate me. Can you please cool that bread down after you've toasted it a little bit for me?
Oh, girl, you would be hated.
I needed 72 temperature-wise.
Girl, those sandwich artists would follow you to your car and puncture your tires.
Just pop that in the fridge for a few seconds.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I need it toasted, but not too hot.
You'd walk out, another catalytic converter would be gone. You'd be like...
their friend and said, hey,
saw that out.
Hey, yo, steal. there's this a woman, Honda out here.
Yeah, this woman's asking for way too much S. Go puncture her tires.
Yeah.
You're in there while your seafood's getting cool. Your tires are being removed and, But Lex, you've never had the seafood sensation at Subway?
No, I saw it. My mom or dad, one of them would get it and I always thought, I'm okay with, I'm good.
Yeah,
but I've seen it many times. So
good, it's so good.
Wow. Yes. Okay, well maybe I'll try that.
Yeah,
I haven't been to Subway and I can't even remember. So,
well, we should do a show trip there.
I also
request I have them scoop out the bread in the middle of the so it's not as many carbs.
Oh,
what do you wait? What do you do?
Okay, so they open up the breads, and then you have them scoop out, so it's like a hollow bread shell, so that it's not as many carbs. It's almost just like a shell of bread, and then they put the stuff inside.
And they do that for you at some point?
Oh, yeah, they're fine to do it. It takes them a couple seconds just to scoop out the bread.
And what do you ask for? You ask just for, you say, can you please scoop out?
Uh-huh.
How do you phrase that to the sandwich artist?
Can you do a skinny bread where you scoop out the most of the bread? And they go, sure. Because it's really not. It takes them a couple seconds.
They just cup it.
Yeah.
Done. Mm.
We are getting hate.
You've got mail.
Megan Lane writes, y'all are theoretically turning Subway into Starbucks with your sandwich demands. Yeah, we kind of are, Megan. Yeah, you're right.
Like, oh, no. We are. Uh-huh. Oh. They do that anywhere. Pot bellies, they'll take out the bread out of the middle. Yeah, so it's healthy.
Really?
For you. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Donna! They've been toasting bread for how long now? Now they're
running, I know, but Lex, places. That's a great tip, though, Lex. Have you ever heard about that? Scooping the breads out?
I have, yes. Oh. My dad would go to Jimmy John's and get the gargantuan, mm-hmm. which is yes. humongo, and they scoop it out for that, too.
This is a whole new thing for me.
And then I don't feel as bad about all the carbs, because most of the carbs are in the bread.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
That's the best part, isn't it?
It is. That's but, like...
You can get over it, though. You can deal with it. It's fine.
That's true. Yeah, if it's gone... It's packed with veggies in there.
You don't really notice.
That'd be like having sex with Ryan Phillippe with the lights off. What's the point? I want to see everything.
Yeah. He is the Subway bread roll.
He is. Why not? Why am I eating the bread if I can't have all the bread?
Anyway. Oh, no.
But, well, hopefully that will be carb burning.
Hopefully. I mean, God willing.
Maybe there's a term for it that somebody from Subway...
Yeah. Are there any sandwich artists listening to our show right now?
Ah.
If there are any sandwich artists, please tweet us.
Let us know.
What's the appropriate term that we should be using for Dawn's bread scoopage?
Get the bread out. It's like...
Get the bread out. Should we just say that? Nancy, get the bread out. Should we just say that? What should we tell the sandwich artists when we want low-carb bread at the Subway?
Is it called a naked bread or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Skinny bread.
Yeah, I say skinny bread sometimes.
Okay. Let us know, sandwich artists, if there's any Subway employee or franchise owner. And if you are a franchise owner, when are y'all going to get that roast beef back? Just let me know.
And if you have Seafood Sensation, tell me which location.
So basically, we're using the radio show to properly fulfill our Subway, our personal Subway desires. That's why we get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christine.
You've got mail.
Christine writes.
No.
What do we got?
Christine writes, my goddaughter had to remove all the seeds from tomatoes once working at a Subway. Someone asked for her to remove all the seeds.
Okay, I don't feel at all bad about Dawn's skinny bread.
Take out the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Flesh.
Actually, you want the, what is that part of the bread?
The good
soft,
part?
Gooey.
The good
cellulite.
Part,
take the bread cellulite out.
Yeah, please. Hey guys, check out Listener Rewards in May. You can enter to win gift cards to Williams Sonoma, Chuck and Don's, El Burrito Mercado, and more. Wouldn't it be really convenient if Subway was giving away gift cards right now? It'd be great. Anyway, yeah, just saying. Hashtag come on sales. Listener Rewards at mytalk1071.com, or as the fancy announcer man says,
go to mytalk1071.com.
When we return, Elon Musk plus SNL equals what? Next.
The baby, it's off with doing it.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Something Russia's famous for, Bob.
Russians.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Oh, Bob. I love him so much. What's Russia known for? Russians.
Russians.
Bless his heart.
It's true, but I doubt that was up on there.
I would have said vodka, but that's just me sitting here.
That's me.
At home. Or I'm not at home. What am I talking about?
We're basically at home.
Yeah. About it.
Mm-hmm. With no stress being on a set.
Yeah. Everybody from Panda to Lee to a lot of my talkers are saying the bread inside of a sub was called the guts. The guts.
Guts. Yes, take out the guts. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Elon Musk on SNL. Good ratings. Let me lead with the positive.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Ratings were up. So that's the headline.
Well,
that's
the curiosity factor of what's he going to say? What's he going to do?
Again,
how are they going to interact with him?
Again, and I also want to ask, I never really understood the blowback. Dave Chappelle was talking about this. I don't understand what the blowback was. I do this for a living. I don't fully understand why people were freaking out that he was going to be on SNL. But anyway, so that's first. Probably,
and he did address some of it, like the controversial tweets about the vaccine.
Oh.
Right. He said, don't worry about wearing a mask. People got upset about that at the beginning. Oh. And he admitted he was wrong. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
So he cleared that up in the show, but leading up to that.
To which I will say, there are far more controversial people that have hosted that show.
Oh,
so
yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's like, wow, we're so damn sensitive. Anyway, so
good ratings. That's great. I wasn't sure how that worked out, but guys, I thought he did great.
Did you think he was good?
I thought he was funnier than I thought he would be. He also revealed that he's the first person with Asperger's to host, which
I'm so glad he said that.
First admission to that?
I don't think he's ever said that before, and it really explains why he might be sort of a little awkward.
Yep. Here he is during the monologue with that.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. So I won't make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. But don't worry, I'm pretty good at running human in emulation mode.
Well, and then they came out and said, Dan Aykroyd came out and said, well, actually, I have Asperger's. So Dan Aykroyd, historically, is actually the first person on SNL. But
so
anyway.
It makes sense about how, because then I went on a deep dive.
Did you?
Yeah, about him and like how he started creating because his mother was on. And I'm like, what is that accent? So he grew up in South Africa until he was 17 and then got a scholarship to a Canadian university and then transferred to an American university and then to Stanford, I believe. But sold a company by the time he created a company by the time he was like 21. Not the video game, something else that sold for $370 million to Compaq.
Oh, wow.
I mean, so that hyper-focus on something that Asperger kids, we know, have, they focus on one particular thing or a couple of things. That has worked out for him.
Oh, yes.
At 23, I was eating chicken from a gas station on my dad's credit card.
I was working at Ruby Tuesday, toting a baby around.
Yeah. He's selling a company for $300 million. Meanwhile, I'm asking friends to help me with my $480 rent. Yeah. With my Dodge Neon.
He's fascinating, really.
Yeah.
I love that he made fun of his monotone voice, and sometimes he had to tell people, I'm joking, because I couldn't read him. And his characters, like, he just had, like, kind of a little, you know, he's quirky, of course, but you could see it even visually, just as he was trying to, like, get into character, and he was a little fidgety, kind of.
Yes.
I thought he was fantastic, and he's way funnier than I ever thought that he would be.
I think I'm on the other side of the...
Really?
I think I'm on the... Yeah.
Well, what part didn't you guys like?
The whole thing. No, I was fine. You know what it was, is because... And it was before he said the Asperger's revelation. I was... blunt honesty, I was suffering from she. I was having a little secondhand embarrassment because there were... it was an awkward pacing. And I'm like, ooh, because you want him to do well. And then when he revealed his diagnosis or that he's a person with Asperger's, I was like, okay, I can relax a little bit. I thought the pre-recorded skits were good. I still don't understand the Chad character from What's His Face.
I don't understand.
Oh, if they keep bringing that character back, and I don't know why, because Pete Davidson, because it's not funny, And anyway, but the Mars pre-recorded bit was funny.
Yeah.
At the end when Chad died.
Yeah, I'm like, please don't bring him back ever. That's it.
Yeah. That was funny. I did love the COVID skit. Oh, the COVID conversations.
Yes. Right. Oh, it's so true.
I'm so bored with myself, hearing myself talk about this stuff. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, who are you again? I can't remember.
Oh my gosh. You know, I didn't really enjoy his performance as much as Alexis because I felt like this skit sucked. And I feel like the writers are, what is going on? Like, they miss so many opportunities that they kind of use them all in his monologue.
You know what I mean? He was willing to go there. That was like, I think the other reason why I was so...
And he did everything they asked. I mean, he made fun of Dogecoin, which is his cryptocurrency, and it went down 40% as of this morning.
Oh. Yeah.
And he went there. He did everything they asked, like what his kid's name is. They could have done a whole skit on that.
Yeah, naming your baby.
And I just feel like they missed opportunities.
That's a really good point that they not wasted it, but they put it all in the monologue instead of parsing those things.
Or did it go back to it?
Yes, Alex, exactly.
You could do it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my only thing, too. I think he was willing to, maybe the willingness of him to go there, that was the surprising thing to me. And then, the writing was just not so great. But every time he was
committed
giving it
to it.
I mean, if we're looking at him specifically.
Totally.
The other one too, the mayor of Easttown.
Oh, don't tell me. We gotta play that later.
The
making fun of the Pennsylvania accent on mayor of Easttown on HBO.
Oh my gosh.
We have to play it. We'll play that later because we're up against the clock here. Here's Elon's joke about Digicoin or Doogie Howser or whatever. Here we go.
Another thing people want to know is, what was I like as a kid? Ask my mother, who's here tonight.
I love you very much.
I love you too, Mom.
And I'm excited for my Mother's Day gift. I just hope it's not Dogecoin.
It is.
Prices have been soaring for cryptos like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and especially Dogecoin.
Oh, right. Now, what is Dogecoin?
Well, it actually started as a joke based on an internet meme, but now it's taken off in a very real way.
Okay, but what is Dogecoin?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
I mean, for him to even say that is
it's a big
deal.
Yeah, and then Colin goes, I really want to invest in my future, so I have one question. What is Dogecoin?
What is Dogecoin? You can see all these clips on SNL's YouTube page. The 7 o'clock hour begins right after this.